All right. Our next speaker is Anna Carlson, and her title is A Pseudo-Outbreak. Newly implemented gastrointestinal PCR panels reveal elevated baseline levels of Yersiniosis in Nebraska late 2015.
Hi, and good afternoon. I'm going to quickly start with just an overview of some of the new testing methodology that has greatly impacted public health, which is called the Gastrointestinal PCR Panel, or GIP system. And the GIP is basically a multiplex PCR platform that's able to detect 22 gastrointestinal pathogens in as little as 2 hours in a single testing method. Because of the molecular platform, it also comes with greatly increased sensitivity of testing. And there's also the added clinical benefit of the fact that GI pathogens have overlapping symptoms, and they're often difficult to diagnose. So Yersinia enterocolitica is one of the pathogens that is detected by the GIP. Before the system, detection methods were limited to culture mostly, and Yersinia is actually very difficult sometimes to culture from feces. And Yersinia enterocolitica is also the etiologic agent of non-plague Yersiniosis. It's characterized by gastroenteritis, comprising of diarrhea and or vomiting, fever, and also abdominal pain. The disease is relatively rare unless a breakdown occurs in food processing as well as animal slaughter techniques, and mostly hogs, as pigs are the major animal reservoir for this pathogen. CDC estimates about 17,000 cases of this disease occur each year. And it's far more common in other countries such as Northern Europe, Scandinavia, and Japan. While it is not nationally notifiable, it is reportable in Nebraska. So if we look at the number of Yersiniosis cases in Nebraska by month in 2015, you can see that there's an apparent cluster of Yersiniosis cases that were observed in November. So our first question was, do we have an outbreak ongoing? And based on the cluster that we observed, we started investigating these cases to establish if an outbreak actually had occurred or if this was a result, this observed result was an increase due to surveillance artifact, also due to increased use of the GIP panel. So we investigated patient demographics as well as food histories, and there was no common exposures identified. We then moved on to look and establish testing methodology for each of the cases. And it was then we realized that our ELR processes were not correctly set to catch GIP results. We were really only set up from a major reporting hospital to only catch these culture reports. So we basically were getting either the initial culture positives or we were getting the reflex culture from initial GIP positive testing. So after we further investigated more of the methodology of the labs that were the laboratory methods that were being used, we found out that about 25% of the Y. enterocolitica positives were detected by culture alone, whereas 75% of these were actually first detected by the GIP panel. So if we look at number of Yersiniosis cases by year in Nebraska, you can see that in 2015 we had 17 cases reported, which is about a 425% increase above the baseline annual number of cases that we saw from 2005 to 2014. So here we show Yersiniosis cases in Nebraska in 2015 and 2016 by month, but also segregated or stacked by testing method. So in dark blue, we have detection by culture only. In light blue, we have by GIP only. And in green, we have GIP along with reflex culture. So of the 17 cases in 2015, 7 of those cases were detected by culture alone, and 10 of those were detected by GIP methods. Of those 10 that were detected by GIP methods, about 60% were reported in the October, November, December timeframe. In 2016, we basically saw the same trend. Very small amount of cases were detected by culture alone, whereas a very large proportion of our cases are being detected by this GI panel. Here again is a very similar graph showing the number of cases by month, and they're represented by the blue bars. And in addition, we also can see the number of labs performing this GIP testing technology, denoted by the blue line. In 2015, of the 57 labs that we have that are capable of reporting enteric results, either culture or CIDT methods, Only 7 of these labs actually reported all 17 of our yersiniosis cases, and interestingly, only 3 of those labs were able to report GIP results. In total, 8 labs obtained GIP methodology in 2015, and 6 out of those 8 labs actually onboarded that system after September, which would explain why we saw an increase in cases in the end of 2015. And in 2016, we saw basically the same trend. The more labs that onboarded this technology, the more cases that we saw. So in conclusion, in 2015, we had a 425% increase above baseline. And I guess the take home here really is that a very small number of labs ended up reporting and changing our baseline quite dramatically. And public health officials really should be prepared to analyze surveillance data to determine whether observed changes in numbers of disease reports are a result of true increases due to outbreaks versus diagnostic methodology changes. Thank you.